Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
And I'm Brian Mazurowski.
The search for two missing people following a boat crash Wednesday night has transitioned into a recovery operation.
Multiple agencies combing the Upper Niagara River yesterday, searching for 66-year-old Jerome Williams of Buffalo and 46-year-old Natalie Sansevero of Grand Island. The crash, happening Wednesday night when Williams' boat struck a concrete abutment and capsized. The mangled boat was recovered from the river yesterday. State Parks Police are working on crash reconstruction. We'll be following this search for you throughout the day today.
Nearly 8,000 healthcare workers have voted to ratify a contract with Kaleida Health that includes better pay, benefits, and stronger staffing levels. The three-year deal was approved overwhelmingly by workers represented by 1199 SEIU and CWA. It covers RNs, LPNs, and other workers at Buffalo General, Oshai Children's Hospital, Millard Fillmore Suburban, and various other healthcare facilities. The deal reached hours before a strike vote was set to take place.
Another 80s icon has passed away. Pro wrestling legend Hulk Hogan has died at the age of 71. Whit Johnson takes a look back at his storied career.
Hulk Hogan was born Terry Bollea, discovered at a gym in Tampa. At 6'7", 320 pounds, he'd take the name Hulk from the Incredible Hulk, joining the famed World Wrestling Federation in 1983. Hogan, responding to the question he was so often asked, is wrestling fake?
Fake implies that the punches don't hurt and you never get injured and the people that have given up their bodies and actually their personal lives and everything, it's fake, and it's not. It's real as it gets.
Later starring in movies like Rocky III alongside Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, don't tell him that it's fake. I remember, I forget, was it John Stossel, I think? Who he like grabbed and dropped and then he bonked his head. He like passed out and
had to
be like taken away in a stretcher during a show. Because Hulk Hogan was, he called wrestling fake to Hulk Hogan's face.
Ooh. Hulk took care of that.
Yeah, that was the kind of thing. I mean, he was in poor health because you think about it. He, every night, sometimes twice a night, would be wrestling all through the 80s and 90s. His finishing move, the leg drop. Can you imagine doing that all you're
every
that big?
Every single
night, just jumping up in the air and landing, you know, in a seated position, your legs straight out. Over and over and over again, and the damage.
What a toll that,
can do to you over so many periods of time. In 1984, in a six-month span, he was in Buffalo or Niagara Falls wrestling five different times.
That's incredible.
At big events.
Obviously, he had a huge fan base here.
Huge fan base here, but it just kind of goes to show you how, and he was all over the place back in the mid-'80s. How big he was and what the demand for Hulk Hogan was at that time.
That's amazing. Here in Buffalo, the Italian Fest kicks off later today. Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
Come to our table and enjoy with all of us.
Judy Portofiorella's father helped found the Galbani Italian Heritage Festival 50 years ago. She says it's a homecoming and will be an entertaining one at that.
Our newly named Pelicano's Marketplace Entertainment Stage, including national acts. We're excited to welcome an incredible entertainment lineup. Our newly named Pelicano's Marketplace Entertainment Stage, including national acts and beloved local talent, on Saturday night, Buffalo's own Frankie Shinta will be headlining with a special performance at 7:30.
Peter LoGiacono says there's plenty of food to sample.
Everything there. If you have special favorites of things that you like or special restaurants that you like, their food, and you know that they've been at the festival every year, they're at the festival this year. You can go to your old standbys. You can go to try some new places as well. And I think no matter what it is, you're gonna love it. It's really, it's a special time.
But he says the festival is more than food. Hear about that online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you. Italian Fest, one of the big ones here in Western New York, going on. Really, I think at 11, stuff starts right to open up. There's a big opening ceremony at 6 tonight. So
all through Sunday.
Yeah, all day today and through the weekend, you got your opportunity. Well, jewelers, both locally and across the country, noticing a big shift in the diamond industry. Many people shopping for engagement rings are not necessarily concerned with whether or not it's the real thing or not. It's a big shift. WBEN's Brayton Wilson explores.
Andy Moquin, owner of Andrews Jewelers on Transit Road in Williamsville, points to two issues that are affecting the market right now in the diamond industry: the emergence of the lab-grown diamond and its maturity, as well as tariffs.
Both of those market conditions have created downward pressure in the natural diamond market because of supply. And so because of the supply and the demand for that supply has dropped, the pricing has had to drop as well just to maintain interest in the natural diamond market.
What kind of an effect is this price drop with diamonds having on local jewelers like Andrews? Moquin says initially the ability to buy a diamond engagement ring or something along those lines became affordable and therefore more available and more attainable to the average consumer. But anytime something can be produced in infinite quantity, it's a race to the bottom as far as the pricing is concerned.
What's happened over time is the value of lab-grown diamonds has dropped significantly, and then also it's kind of pulled down the natural market along with it because there just hasn't been any interest in natural diamonds because the consumer could get so much more for his spend with the lab-grown. So as the prices begin to drop, the profits become smaller because you're talking about, you know, margins on a very, very small number compared to, let's say, a traditional natural diamond.
What does Moquin believe will last in the long term outlook of the diamond market? Read more online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
You know, the more I read about this, it's really interesting, and I can totally understand this shift because lab-grown diamonds are considered real diamonds. They have the same chemical composition, physical properties, and optical properties as a diamond that is mined. The only difference is that it's created in a controlled lab.
And I mean, probably a lot better for whatever you want to say, the environment, ethically, yeah, like all that kind of
right
stuff, probably is better. So if you can't notice the difference,
right,
what is the difference? Are there jewelry snobs, though, who
there
would come up to people and say,
absolutely,
now, is that diamond?
Real? Is that real or lab-grown?
I can tell you that most people would never be in a situation to meet one of those people.
Right.
So I could see the popularity of something that might cost a little bit less. And I do think it's interesting that it's also pushing down the price of real diamonds. I mean, that goes to show that people don't care that much. I mean,
right,
it's about the look more than it is where it came from, because if they still cared about the rarity of the diamond, like, you know, where it was found and all that kind of stuff, the actual diamonds wouldn't be losing value.
Right.
But it looks like they are. So, I don't know, interesting stuff.
Very interesting. And we're also remembering this morning jazz musician Chuck Mangione from Rochester, famed trumpet player, band leader, composer. It was Feel So Good, his album in 1977, that made him a household.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Name.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or two this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Some fog will develop in some of those valleys across the southern tier. Overnight lows in the upper 60s. We head into your Saturday, partly sunny with an isolated shower storm in the afternoon. Highs in the mid 80s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Kaleida Healthcare workers have a new contract. Cheryl Marino with 1199 SEIU was one of the lead negotiators on this contract. She's with us live on WBEN this morning. Months and months of work resulting in ratification of a new contract last night. How does it feel this morning, Cheryl, to have this new 3-year deal? I mean, have you had a chance to exhale?
Yes, thank you so much. Well, thank you for having me this morning. This is a great contract. We're grateful that it's over. We appreciated all of the bargaining committee and all the hard work that they did. The two unions, 1199, SEIU and CWA, negotiated this contract for nearly 8,000 employees, not only for their wages and benefits, but their daily working conditions, to include better staffing ratios, their hours of work, increased shift differentials for retention and recruitment, but they also had meaningful wages, increased pension contributions, upgrades, to the service employees, both at the hospitals and our skilled nursing at High Point and DeGraff Memorial. And they include all kinds of job titles, LPNs, CNNs, dietary services, patient care assistants, the RNs, the professional groups. And this was all done without concessions. So in the climate that we're in right now, this was a great win, not only for the union members and Kaleida Health, but also the community.
I'm always interested when it comes to something like staffing levels negotiated in a contract. How does that play out in a negotiation? What can Kaleida promise when it comes to staffing levels when you can look at that and say, well, some of that might be out of their hands?
Well, I mean, obviously, the new staffing law, we made improvements, which included the staffing law. So these additional improvements are in staffing ratios. So that means patient to whoever the direct patient care person is who's taking care of them. They also included some employer accountability. So let's say, for example, they include established patterns. You have a unit that perhaps is going out of ratio several times over several months, et cetera. We were able to include provisions for an expedited arbitration process. And this new language will improve the already established ratio laws and include and may include financial and penalties issued by an arbitrator.
Okay. On the finance portion of it, what can you tell us about the wage deal?
Okay. Well, there was 10% over 3 years, and that includes an additional 25-year step for repayment for our long-term and dedicated staff in all job titles. Wages also included increased shift differentials to help recruit people to work the evening shifts, which is sometimes difficult. That's about it for as far as the wages. I mean, I don't want to say that's it because it's great for our employees, but it's 10% over 3 years total.
What do you think this deal does to attract more people to get into the healthcare field and to not only do that, but to work here in Buffalo?
Well, I mean, I think there's a couple different things. Obviously, the improvement in staffing ratios is certainly going to be a recruitment measure. Definitely an increase in the preceptor pay will help with onboarding new nurses. We have established a new training and upgrading, or not new, we had a training and upgrading fund, which established an LPN program, which has been successful in filling open positions and providing members with the opportunity to increase their skills and move to other healthcare positions within Kaleida Health. I just think that because we are the biggest employer in Western New York and we were able to negotiate this fantastic contract, I believe that we will be continue to be able to recruit the best healthcare workers in Western New York.
You know, on that, does this really set Kaleida apart? Does it make Kaleida more attractive when it comes to hiring, to recruitment, as opposed to working at, you know, for another employer?
Yeah, I do believe that it does improve that the ability to be able to do that. When you're the largest employer, I mean, over 8,000 employees and plus, and obviously since COVID, we've been able to increase our staffing levels and increase our ability to be able to kind of onboard new employees. I think it does set them apart. I think it's one of the best places to work in Western New York, and provides one of the best options for care.
Well, this is a three-year deal. Does it lay the groundwork for maybe not reaching the brink next time, or are you kind of expecting this every time these deals come up, to have a negotiating process that takes a little bit of time, that goes into all hours of the night, and comes very close to a strike?
Well, no. I mean, that's never what we want to have happen. I mean, that's, you know, sometimes I think there's a misconception out there that, you know, a union is definitely just anytime they things don't go according to plan that they're going to do a strike. Obviously, it's one of the tools that they can use because you're representing the members. But we worked, and as you may or may not be aware, we worked almost 24 hours on the morning of between the 7th and the 8th of July and reached that agreement a little after 4 a.m. After almost 20 hours of bargaining and 2 hours before the strike was ready to take place. So it was the cooperation and the diligent work that we all did, which included the Kaleida negotiating team as well. I mean, we couldn't have done it without, you know, sitting down and really cooperating and hashing out, you know, what we were able to accomplish. So,
all right. And you, the original contract expired at the end of May. Is this contract retroactive?
The wages are retroactive because we did. So even though it expired, we continue to do extensions. So the extensions protect the employees under certain provisions of the collective bargaining agreement. So the collective bargaining agreement was always in effect. But because we ratified any wages that were supposed to be back to June 1st, we'll go back to June 1st for retroactivity.
Well, Cheryl, congratulations on the new contract and, you know, all that hard work paying off. Cheryl Marino, one of the lead negotiators for the 1199 SEIU, which just voted along with CWA workers to approve and ratify that contract with Kaleida Health.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.